AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 953 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a question coming in today from Sean, but before that, I want to get to today's sponsor and thank them really quick, and that is DesignCrowd. DesignCrowd is a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So if you're stuck on how to design something, doesn't matter what it is, a logo, website, landing page, business card, whatever, you can utilize the creative minds over at DesignCrowd. So yeah, check them out. You can get a perfect design every time or your money back. So check out designcrowd.com/askpat. That's where you're going to learn more and download your free guide to crowdsourcing great logos, graphics and websites for your business, and you get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code AskPat. All right, now here's today's question from Sha.
Hi, Pat. This is Sha Nasino from the Philippines. I blog at seminarphilippines.com, and I just want to thank you because I listen to your podcast every day. In fact, you were the one who inspired me to put up my own podcast, Write Conversations with Sha Nasino. Anyway, my question is, should I create a video version of the podcast and upload it to YouTube? Or is the audio on the podcast up enough? Okay, thank you. I noticed that in your first few episodes, you upload the audio version on YouTube. But in your latest episodes, I do not see those episodes on YouTube anymore. So thank you, Pat. Thank you in advance, and I appreciate what you do. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, Sha, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you and all of your support. Much love to the Philippines. I am half Filipino myself, as you might know, and I have a lot of love for the country. And my mom's obviously Filipina, and she's fantastic. And so anyway, I could go on and on about the Philippines. But what I want to talk about is video for your podcast. Do you need video for your podcast? Well, no, you don't need video for your podcast. And actually, just to go back in time, the thing that I did in the beginning was just experiment and test to see if I could just simply take that audio, put it onto YouTube, and not do anything else. And I found that the quality of what was done, although the audio was exactly the same, including the audio quality, the video just didn't have really any purpose there. There was nothing to look at. There was nothing really just to move. It was just simply a screen, one image that was there. And it was obvious that I was just kind of, you know, trying to scrape any other listeners I could get. And that's not the approach I want to take, especially with YouTube. With video, I want the video to be specifically something that if they find that video, they're going to be very thankful and get a complete experience both with audio and video while spending time with that. Now, there are many people who put their podcasts up on YouTube and do it very successfully because they have other things to look at. They may be interviewing certain people, and there may be some great interactions and great backgrounds and great things to see, some interesting images that pop up during the show, which, of course, will take a lot more editing and it'll take a lot more resources to do. But in that case, it may definitely be worth it. The thing is, a lot of people actually go the other way around. They create a video first through like an interview, and then they take out that audio and put that into a podcast itself. So going the other way around, it might be a little bit more difficult to get it to a point where it's repurposed and it's actually done in a great, in a good job. And Shaw, I'm sure you are more than qualified to make it work, but is it going to be worth your time? That's the big question. If you were to start with video, for example, you're doing these interviews over Skype or you're doing interviews in person, you know, then it might be interesting to actually take that audio and repurpose it into a podcast format. However, I will say that you have to be very careful with that because there might be moments when you're there with a person or speaking to somebody on Skype where you might reference something that might require somebody who is listening to see something that's visual. For example, oh, look at this cool poster I have here. If you listen to that, like if I were to say that right now, hey guys, look at the color of this this glass here and how it just reflects. It's so pretty. Since you're listening to this, you're left kind of left out, right? You're left wondering and left feeling like, you know, you didn't get the full experience. So providing those kinds of things on your video and then taking it and putting it into audio, it's not going to translate very well. So yeah, is it necessary? No, it's not necessary. It's a different environment. There may be moments, however, where you can take parts of a podcast. Maybe there's 1 or 2 minutes where you interviewed somebody, Shaw, and it's just like the most amazing minute that is just going to be revolutionary if somebody were to listen to that from this expert that you had on the show. Well, you can take that minute and maybe spend some time with that minute in a video format. So maybe it's them talking about that for a minute, and then you have subtitles there, which would, you know, for a minute, that's totally okay to have a person's face on there for a minute speaking about something. It's when it's like 60 minutes long that it kind of becomes boring, right? But you could also do other things like put some really interesting images that kind of relate to what this person is saying, just to kind of create this really cool experience. You can use stock images, make sure they're all royalty free, obviously. Images that you have of yourself, maybe even B-roll, or that's background video, to enhance and add some flavor to that too. So there's a lot of things you could do with that, but I wouldn't necessarily just do what most people used to do. And there, I think there are still some people who do this. I don't do it anymore, but that's take my audio files, add an image to go along with it, and just plop it in a video and post it on YouTube. I don't think there's any value there. So Shaw, hopefully that answers your question. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And good luck to you and your business and on your podcast too. So you'll hear from my assistant very soon. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. Now here's a quote to finish off the day by Frank J. Giblin II. That's a lot. And that is, be yourself. Who else is better qualified? Like, literally, nobody, right? All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye.